Wir stehen gerade bei Konami und werden nämlich jetzt ein bisschen über Pro Evolution Soccer 2018 sprechen. So, just for our audience, could you introduce yourself? Who are you and what are you doing?
So, my name is Adam Batzi. I'm the PES Global Product and Brand Manager.
When we had the presentation, you told us that Pro Evolution Soccer took 3 years in the making.
Yeah.
So, there are, in 3 years, there are several things that can happen, technical things, whatever. How do you react to changes, for example, technical changes, when there are 3 years development?
Yeah, I think it's extremely difficult. What allows us to do it perhaps different to other developers is that we have an in-house engine that we could control. So if we had maybe a bunch of third-party engines that were being reiterated on without our control, further developed without our control, then you're talking about a whole host of problems. But because we work with Fox, it's ours. We could make sure that we were adapting it in our time, in our pacing. And we actually had a vision of what we were trying to achieve as well. And the reason why it took 3 years is because some of the things that we wanted to change were so inherent, so instilled in the previous PES games, the issues that we tried to eradicate, like, for example, the animation system. We wanted to build it from scratch, and just being able to do that in 1 year was just impossible, especially for a team like ours. So we had to plan in advance and further work on it. And there's a lot of things that changed, for sure. Maybe we had some ideas that didn't quite make it, but you know, they don't go away. Maybe hopefully we'll get it in the following years. And that's what the beauty of us saying is, you know, it's 3 years in the making, but also it's a start of a new 3 year cycle as well. So we've got wonderful ideas and we're really excited about the future of PES.
So while talking about beautiful things, you're putting much effort in, for example, the legend system. So different players from different timelines, different teams.
Yeah.
What do you think? Why is it so important for your player base to have that feature in the game?
I think you're talking about different age groups now playing games. Our PES fans are getting older. They're going to have a lot more attachment to the maybe older players. But actually, we really want to maximize and utilize our partnerships as well. The legend players actually started getting into PES in a big way as soon as we signed the partnership deal with Barcelona and Liverpool. And then we started to see how the fans reacted to it, how it kind of had an impact. And that for us was a sign. That's when we really wanted to invest in it. And obviously we went and spoke to Borussia Dortmund and some of the players there, I know, like Lars Ricken, Karl-Heinz Riedler. But the difference is that outside, a lot of fans won't know the rest. But the key thing was is that the Dortmund fans, the German fans really understood it. And then I think the more legends that we sign, we've got David Beckham. We announced that. We've got one of the biggest, players in history, you know, playing football. Certainly the most, you know, photographed, let's just say. But what we want to do is making sure that it's not just about those elite guys. We actually are building a roster of legend players. It's not just about having to be one of the best in your era, but just some really important player for that club and for that team as well. It's something that you're going to see us keep announcing as well.
But on the other hand, you're talking about legends. But now there are several leagues that you have in the game, like Chile, Brazil,
Argentina.
Yeah. Those are leagues which aren't that... How do I say that right? they are not that big, elite, well-known...
Global. Yeah.
But why did you choose to put those leagues into the game?
I think it's our fan base, you know. We utilize the data that we get, whether it's from sales, whether it's from users playing the game, and also, you know, which teams they pick as their favorite team. It allows us to make sure that we are focused on those top teams and you know, getting them exclusively as well. But actually, I think when it comes to those countries, such huge passionate fans, a lot of heritage, and actually in one of the few parts of the world where PES still is the sort of the ultimate force, if you know what I mean. It's the football game that you play. And our strength in licenses in those territories allows us to maintain that top position, as well as obviously having what we believe is the best gameplay and the best experience in those territories. It allows us to own a territory. And for Europe, we still focus on licenses as well. We've still got the European licenses. I know it's not in the same sort of way or the same dominance, but we still have them.
Yeah, now you're talking about the licenses. I think licenses is a thing that for many players that could be a decision maker if they buy the game or they don't. So what do you think? How is the or did the licensing work for PES compared to the last years?
Yeah, I think for us it's a sign of change when we started to sign the partnership teams. And the most important thing for us was to show effort, to show people that we weren't just stood still and letting everything, you know, leave us. So for last year, it was the partnership teams in terms of the global teams, which was Dortmund, Liverpool and Barcelona. We're announcing some more exclusive partnerships for a PES 18 very soon. But we've got more teams in more leagues as well this year, and we are growing. And in terms of German market, I think there was a big announcement last month by the Bundesliga saying that Konami had won the management rights for Bundesliga, which starts from next season. Of course, we would love to have it in PES 19 in the actual console game, but unfortunately, we just couldn't quite make it. But starting this relationship with Bundesliga, for example, having it in one of our products, we haven't decided which product it's going to be yet, because management games that we do tend to be on mobile, but we've got quite a few of those on mobile. But it's a great first step. It's that relationship builder. It's that moment when people realize we're now partnered with Bundesliga, and in the future, if we can grow that partnership, who knows what might happen.
So talking about the future, maybe one last thing.
Yeah.
In the presentation, there was one word that you said, esports.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the where do you see Pro Evolution Soccer in the future in the esports?
I think everybody's asking that sort of question for themselves about how do we make esports more than just this elitist way of playing. I think the way that we're approaching esports this year is by giving users as many options as possible and many ways to play as possible. So you've got the regular 1v1. We've brought in 3v3 and My Club into it as well. And the reason why we did that was because of that new ways to play, but also playing with other people. Three is a magic number when it comes to esports. We all seen it, and it's actually more entertaining to watch as well. And this idea that you can create these clans of three people, and you can have maybe more than 10 in your clan, and you can create your team of three, and you can steal players who are really good in a certain position into, you know, coming into your three. Maybe I am not as good at PES by myself, and it's daunting for me to do a 1v1, but suddenly I'm there with my friends and we're playing together, and without realizing it, I'm playing esports. You know, esports is a term which can be daunting, but we want to make it more accessible and actually use it in a less daunting way, and use it in a way where it shows a sense of professionalism rather than elitism.
Yeah, that's an important thing. When I play football games online, I'm every time frustrated, because when I see people doing all those tricks they can do, one versus one, I'm out. One game and I'm out. So I think this 3v3 idea is great. That would be a mode that can get me back into playing online football games.
That's amazing. I think it's also going to be a mode which gets people playing PES. Because, you know, in a room of people, if you had four people and three of them didn't play PES, let's just say, and one of them did, you're more likely to go and play what the other three are playing, because you want to play with your friends. But this is an opportunity to bring your friends together with you, and not against you, but together with you on the same team. And also, hey, it's PES League. We take it very seriously. Last year, we gave a 17-year-old winner from Brazil $200,000 and changed his life. We gave the runner-up $100,000. I mean, this is serious money, and we take it seriously. And we just, you know, like, open the door for people. Come and have fun. And if you really like it, you could definitely earn a lot of money.